about.
The following is a paid political advertisement and may not be suitable for children, but this station is required to carry it by federal law.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
I did see Miley Cyrus in 3D on my TV when they showed her concert, and I used the old-fashioned regular 3D glasses. I didn't go out and get, you know, the special ones, and the regular 3D glasses actually worked. And it was really good. She was on my lap. She was like singing on my lap practically.
Wow.
And she's hosting, I guess, the award, the Teen Awards.
Michael Jackson's sister, Janet Jackson, hates Jews.
Crazy lady on the afro, crazy lady behind a tree. I wish the children could see. Barack Obama tried to roofie me, and it's crazy lady on the afro night.
And now,
what a ridiculous way to start a day. Well, I hope it doesn't get any worse.
Our feature presentation.
I can guarantee it's going to get worse.
Yeah.
He's party alive. People.
Welcome on into yet another all-new Kevin and Bean Show, this time for a Monday morning. I'm alive, but apparently Kevin isn't. Now, how do you take the show to New York, Ralph, and manage to lose a guy?
Yeah, Kevin had to go home. He's got some issues with the family, so he had
to leave
early.
He's got some issues, period.
And he's spending time with his family, so we wish them well as well. And you've got one less organ, and Dave the King Mexico's falling asleep over here, and I'm hungover. It's a messy show. Lisa may have to pull us through.
All right, I can do it. I'm good.
Good. Are you 100%, Lisa?
I'm 100%.
This is one of those where we need you to go 4 for 4 today.
All right.
And make a couple of double plays to keep us in the dugout as long as possible. Okay?
Done. You can rely on me, Coach.
It does hurt to talk and certainly to laugh. So can we make this one of these shows where nothing's funny? Because if I laugh, it really hurts.
I don't think we may have a choice. I think that may just happen naturally.
Yes, Ralph made a reference to I am one organ down again. I did have my gallbladder removed on Friday. It was not the most fun thing that I've ever been involved in.
Really? Because I've heard it's a good time.
I was in the hospital for about 24 hours and then came home and have just been, you know, limping through with the help of some Vicodin. But I'm all right. It's no fun being in the hospital. It's a good thing I'm the healthiest person you know, Ralph. Otherwise,
yes.
All these hospital stays
right.
would be very tough on me.
Imagine if you weren't as healthy as you are. All that time in the hospital for a sick man would be really difficult. But luckily,
exactly,
you're the healthiest
yes.
man in the world.
But I did have, you know, my share of vomiting and my share of catheters and just all the stuff you want. For when a weekend rolls around, the stuff that's on your list of, hey, I hope I get to that this weekend. I got all of that stuff.
I wish there was a tube in my penis. And then you made it happen.
How?
Hey, how'd the robot do? The robot do a good job?
I think the robot... I think the robot did a pretty good job. I mean, I have all sorts of holes in my chest, so I don't know if it was like mining for gold and they tried one spot and said, well, it's not there. Let's move over
Mr.
here.
Mr. Spock, your organs are all in the wrong place.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is. But I think the robot did a pretty good job. I mean, look, I'm just happy to be alive. You know what I mean? And I do think that the underlying problem that my gallbladder was causing, which is that it was horrible to eat, and it hurt every single time I did. I do think that has been improved, which is what I wanted. So,
yeah.
In the end, I think I did pretty well. Now, how about you? You had a glorious weekend ahead of you in New York City when we last spoke on Friday. Did you take advantage of that?
Yeah, we all hit it way too hard, I think, this weekend. I stupidly saved the best for last. So last night really was the night I really went out and then just to put the town on its ear. And I stumbled in this morning and then showered and packed and got here. So I'm a little worse for wear. But I did go see Once yesterday.
How was it?
Broadway show Once. It is remarkable. Mm. And my friend Arthur Darville, my old former karaoke buddy, was brilliant in it. And just an amazing show. If you happen to be in New York and you like musicals at all, I really recommend Once. It
good turns times.
Those Tony people know what they're doing when they gave it like 10 Tony Awards. It really is a brilliant show. But I just wanted to rub Lisa's face in it.
Yeah, I am weeping. Lisa,
did you see any shows on Broadway this weekend?
I didn't. I did see Val Kilmer in Citizen Twain, which was actually kind of amazing as well. So that was my nod to you.
Oh, good. You got some theater in.
I did get theater.
Okay.
And Ralph, how was Babylon? You were sold out Friday night, you and Kevin Smith.
Yes, sold out show, and it couldn't have been a better crowd. Boy, they were just so nice to us. It was like being a rock star here in New York, about 500 people just packing the club, and we had a great time. And, of course, we had the Ben Affleck story to talk about, and Kevin Smith's a buddy of Ben, so we talked about the pros and cons of Ben Affleck as Batman. I was all con, and Kevin was all pro, so yeah, we had a great show, good time.
Well, I definitely want to hear that. And you can get that at Smodcast. You can get that on Podcast One. You can get that on iTunes. Podcast is everywhere, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, here's a story to get us started. Then we'll tell you about today's all-new Kevin and Bean show. I don't think we've ever done a phone topic, and I think it would be fascinating to talk to people who have had amnesia. Now, I have no memory of my childhood, and I don't know if that qualifies as official amnesia or not. But here's a story in the news about a woman named Gemma Holmes. She was on a scooter near her home in Hilperton, England, last September when she had an accident. She collided with a parked car. The impact reportedly caused her to fly across a busy road and slam into a lamppost. She not only had amnesia, she had horrific injuries, obviously damage to her head. She had a broken back. She was in a coma.
Oh, my God.
26 years old, airlifted to the hospital. 3 months after the crash, she woke up from the coma. Not only was she amazed to still be alive when she found out what had happened to her, not only did she realize she had amnesia over the last 3 years, but she was told that she was 4 months pregnant.
What?
Oh, no.
So how's that going? Hi, Gemma. Well, you had an accident. You've been in a coma for 3 months. And, oh, by the way, you're 4 months pregnant. Oh, you don't remember anything about it? You don't know who the father is? You don't remember who you were dating? You don't remember where you were living? You don't remember your parents? You don't remember anything over the last 3 years? She was, as you can imagine, in shock. She was told that keeping the baby would be potentially dangerous for her and also that she wouldn't be able to have back surgery. Remember, she had a broken back. She wouldn't be able to have the back surgery to prevent the, you know, insane pain she was under until after the child was born, and she decided to do that. So she laid there in that hospital for 5 months in excruciating back pain, basically, you know, medicated up as much as she could be with a baby inside of her,
right,
until she was able to give birth to the child. And the baby came out, and the baby is healthy, and the baby is named Reuben, middle name Miracle, by the way, Reuben Miracle Holmes. I couldn't stop crying when they first showed him to me because he's my little miracle baby. I was just so happy to see him after everything we've been through. She was able to put the pieces back together now, since then, and now knows who the father was. And apparently they had already broken up at the time of her accident. And they are not getting back together. However, the father will be in the child's life. So how's that for a crazy story?
That's so
bizarre. She got pregnant before the coma then. No one had, like, diddled her while she was in a coma.
That was my fear when I first saw the headline, awakes from coma, discovers she's 4 months pregnant. I thought, uh-oh, this is one of those. But it turns out, yeah, she was already pregnant at the time of the accident with a man that she had since broken up with and didn't even know she was pregnant.
Wow.
So bizarre. What kind of a year has she had, right? Talk about some ups and downs. But baby's healthy, and she's now going to get the back surgery, and the father is going to be in the boy's life, even though they are not getting back together, and she's in the process of trying to, you know, piece together what else happened in the past 3 years.
But did the family know she was in the hospital?
Was she ID'd
at the scene of the accident?
And yes, so she was ID'd.
So, okay, exactly. It wasn't like she was missing or something, and they didn't know where she was, and she couldn't remember.
She wasn't, as they say, partying with Lamar. They knew where she was, exactly. That's funny. So. Anyway, there's a woman who just had a crazy year, but at least all's well that ends well, and she's got a little baby with a middle name of Miracle. All right, let's talk about today's all-new Kevin and Bean show.
That is not going to happen.
Actually, it is going to happen. We will talk about the bizarre Lamar Odom case of him being missing and apparently on drugs with our friend Dax from the TMZ newsroom. That's coming up next hour. Bear Grylls on the program today, talking about the finale of his show, Get Out Alive, with Bear Grylls. He must love being able to torture other people with the types of things he's been tortured with over the years, huh?
Yeah. I'm better than you because I can do it and you can't.
Exactly. We have highlights from the MTV Video Music Awards. It was the 30th anniversary of the awards on MTV last night.
Woo!
It's like watching a bunch of aliens speaking a language I don't speak anymore. Watching that show.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Gaga did wear her box, all that being said.
She did show up in a cardboard box and then change into seashells. She did have that. And I think the lab is still deciphering what it was Miley Cyrus was doing, but I think she raped a teddy bear. I think we saw that on stage.
She did. She was twerking it.
We're going to be taking your calls today on if you've ever had the opportunity to meet your heroes or your idols. You had the chance to go to a book signing, go to an in-store, go to a concert where you got to go backstage. You had a few moments with somebody that you admired so much that you had to decide whether you wanted to do it or not, or whether it was going to be a mistake or not. And how did it turn out for you? I'm faced with that opportunity right now, by the way, and I'm looking for some advice. So we're going to hear your stories coming up in the 7 o'clock hour this morning. Got two different chances for you to win tickets to go see Nine Inch Nails at the Troubadour. How's that in the long K-Rock tradition of huge band, tiny little place? That's going to be an amazing show for Nine Inch Nails
fans. I can't believe they're playing the
Troub. I can't either. That's insane. What do you guys know about Beer Mug on the red carpet at the MTV VMAs? What do you hear about that?
Nothing but gold. His patented style of interviewing was really on display on Sunday. And he got tons of interviews with the biggest names in Hollywood. And by that, I mean some of them really long names, these people. I don't know who they are, but they have really long names.
Is this going to be another round of Beer Mug screaming at people to come over and talk to him and they won't? Is that what this is, or did he actually get some people on the microphone? Do you know?
Well, to the best of our knowledge, there really weren't any nominees and or presenters on the red carpet.
What?
It was predominantly just audience members. So,
isn't that the whole point of the MTV red carpet? Is this is your chance to get up to Katy Perry and Taylor Swift and Daft Punk and all those people who are there?
Not so much, it turns
out. So we're going to get a lot of this.
Selena, over here. Selena, God damn it.
Plus, a lot of Ralph that. Has our first showbiz report of the week, and that's coming up next right after this on the Kevin and Bean Show on the world-famous K-Rock. Foo Fighters on K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ, who, by the way, we are hearing rumblings of a new Foo Fighters album in 2014. Dave Grohl just doesn't know how to take a break, does he?
He says he's gonna, and then he doesn't.
And then he does. And he finds 11 other things to do. Exactly. Welcome into the Kevin and Bean Show here on a Monday. Ralph is here. Time for our first look at the showbiz week. Showbiz beat for a new week. It's going to be that kind of day. Hi, Ralph.
Mm-hmm. You know, I don't want to hear about you. Oh, I'm sick. I don't feel so good. It's hard for me to do things. When you had time to change your avatar picture to the new panda cub at the National Zoo. If you had time to change your Twitter avatar to a picture of a panda cub, then you're fine. You can do everything.
I felt like it was important. I think the baby panda is the cutest thing currently on planet Earth, and I'm happy to help spread the word.
You're horrible. All right, let's take a look at the showbiz news. It is Monday morning. That means we take a look at the top 10 movies at the box office. As expected, The Butler held on to the number one slot. $17 million made it number one this weekend. We're the Millers came in at number two with $13.5 million. Then Mortal Instruments, the first in the Mortal Instruments franchise, debuted in less than expected fashion. $9.3 million made it number three.
Really?
Yeah.
That's surprising.
The World's End, the hilarious pub comedy, made $8.9 million. It was number four, and Planes was fifth. The rest of the top 10, Elysium was sixth, You're Next. And its debut made $7 million, good enough to make it number seven. Percy Jackson, Sea of Monsters, Blue Jasmine, the new Woody Allen film, was ninth, and Kick-Ass 2 rounding out the top 10 at the box office this weekend. Congratulations to Alec Baldwin's wife, Hilaria. Alec and his wife had a baby girl over the weekend. Carmen is her name. Carmen Baldwin. As you know, Alec, who is 55 years old with a newborn, has a 17-year-old daughter named Ireland that he had with Kim Basinger. It's Hilaria's first child. She's 29 years old. And Ireland wrote a open letter on Tumblr to her new baby sister, warning her about the dangers of boys, pot, and drinking. Also suggested that she should always tell the truth and enjoy her childhood. And she said, don't feel bad when dad calls you a greedy little pig.
Sure.
Or whatever he said to her.
Just part of growing up with Alec Baldwin as your dad.
Growing up, yeah. Actress Julie Harris passed away this weekend. An American treasure.
Remind me. I know the name.
Oh, you do. She was in East of Eden with James Dean. She was a star of Knots Landing for many seasons. Played a ton of roles on Broadway. Really talented actress. Won 5 Tony Awards for her work on Broadway. Probably best known for the Bell Jar, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
3 Emmys. 1 Grammy over her 50 years in show business. So at the age of 87, she passed away this week. And Alicia Silverstone is...
crazy?
Yes.
Vegan?
Yes. And apparently quite ripe.
story coming
out of the Palm Springs Care Spa, that guests there did not appreciate the fact that because she is so natural, Alicia Silverstone does not care to use any sort of soap or deodorant.
Yeah.
And there were fellow guests at the Palm Springs Care Spa in the hot yoga session with her.
No.
And apparently guests were complaining and leaving the yoga class because she's clueless when it comes to hygiene.
How do I do it? There are such things as natural deodorants that people can use, right?
Yes.
Yes.
They do have a thing
They
like
may
that.
Not always work well.
Ah. That's the thing, especially when you're doing hot yoga.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you know,
tough.
Seagulls are following her around.
Yeah, that's not sexy.
Garbage scow in the neighborhood. Take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Actor Chris Burke. Remember him as Corky from Life Goes On.
He played Kevin on the show for many years.
That's right. He's 48 years old today. Melissa McCarthy turns 43. I don't know where I got that from. Melissa McCarthy's 43 years old today. Macaulay Culkin is 33 years old. And Shirley Manson of Garbage. Oh, one of the loves of my life. She's 47 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Talk to Bear Grylls coming up in about 10 minutes or so here on this Monday morning Kevin and Bean Show. Also highlights from the MTV Video Music Awards and your tickets to see Nine Inch Nails at the Troubadour. You did not hear that wrong. We got two chances for you to win that coming up this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. Let's head out to Hollywood now, TMZ.com, see what's going on in the newsroom with our friend Dax Holt. Hey, Dax, how was your weekend, buddy?
The weekend was great. How about you guys?
Doing okay. I had my gallbladder out on Friday.
Oh, you had a fun time.
That doesn't sound like fun.
Yeah. Hey, look, anytime you go under anesthesia, here's how I look at it, and you come out on the other side, it's just my same policy about car accidents. They suck, but if you live through it, you got to just be grateful. You got to just be happy. You know what I mean? I have very low expectations for my life, Dax.
Oh, jeez.
I know we're going to talk about this Lamar Odom, this very concerning story that TMZ has been tracking minute by minute all weekend long. But what were your thoughts on the MTV Video Music Awards last night? You get a chance to watch much of it?
Yeah, you know what? The funny thing is this year I was like, I'm not going to watch. And it was just Twitter that kept updating me with stuff. So all I did was I went back and YouTubed all the important moments of the show, got to see what everyone was talking about without actually having to sit through the entire show.
Yeah, you got three more hours to enjoy your weekend than I did then.
You know, obviously everyone was talking about Miley, so I had to go check out the video, and I saw Miley, and wow.
Was that one of the craziest performances you've... Look, in some ways, she's a weirdo, but in some ways it was my favorite thing on the whole show because at least it was interesting and different.
It was very entertaining, I'll tell you that much. I mean, that foam finger got to like third base while on stage. I was like, geez, Miley. I think she's just trying so hard to go over the top with everything. She wants people to talk about her, and I'm like,
yes.
Listen, people are already going to talk about you, but when you make yourself look really strange, then the sex appeal starts to kind of disappear a little bit because you're like, this is getting awkward.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Usually I want to see an attractive woman put her tongue out, but that was just too much. It was a little bit too much.
Your tongue go back in for some of the
yes,
song.
Yes, exactly.
It's just out
anyway,
there wagging around.
We'll be talking all about that and Lady Gaga's performance and a bunch of other stuff from the TV last night. But let's get into this Lamar Odom. Now, until TMZ broke the story, well, you have broken several stories about Khloe and Lamar. Why don't you bring our listeners up to speed with what's going on? Because this has been the craziest week maybe in Kardashian family history.
Yeah, it's been really interesting, but it sounds like Khloe and Lamar are separated as of right now. And, you know, I guess the thing is, he's got a drug problem, a serious drug problem, and has been doing crack cocaine for the last 2 years. He's been able to go to rehab for a little stints here and there, but nothing's really stuck. And they tried to stage an intervention a couple days ago, and Khloe said, look, if you're not willing to get help, then I have to go. And that's when she kicked him out of the house because he didn't want to take the help. And so he's now been living in a hotel, essentially, for the last little bit. And the interesting thing, I think even more than that, is the Kardashian family didn't really know much about this. Like, Khloe kept a lot of this a secret from them. She didn't want to hurt the Kardashian brand, so she tried to deal with it on her own. She tried to get him to rehab, but he only stayed for 3 weeks in San Diego a little while back. He pretty much cleaned up for the basketball season, and then once it ended, he got back into his drugs again.
Well, that was going to be my question, is how does a professional athlete in 2013, how is he able to do crack cocaine and not get busted by the league of whatever sport he plays? Was he able to stay clean the whole time he was playing for the Clippers?
He stayed clean for the season, and then the season ended and got right back into it. And you know, the Kardashian family were only alerted very, very recently about what was going on. They saw there was issues. You know, there were allegations of him cheating on her. And so I think that's when the rest of them started asking Khloé questions, and that's when she kind of came forward with the information and said, look, we're struggling right now. Neither one of them has filed for divorce. They're just separated. They haven't even contacted their lawyers about divorce right now. That doesn't mean it's out of the question. It just means that maybe she's still hoping that he'll clean himself up.
And sometimes the separation, the dissolution of your marriage is the wake-up call. Not always, but sometimes that's the wake-up call you need to get clean. I mean, look, Sharon Osbourne threw Ozzy out of the house for the same reason, because he could not stay away from the drugs, and that was what he needed to get kind of back on track, right?
Yeah. I mean, and that could be the case here, is he goes, wow, she's serious. Because I think that's a lot of time you're trying to call the other person's bluff, and no, they'll let me do this, they'll let me do it. Well, throw him out of the house, now he may take everything to another level.
You know what I'm surprised about is somebody as famous, especially in Los Angeles, as Lamar Odom is able to have a crack cocaine habit and not have it leaked up until now. Like, wouldn't you think that somebody would have been calling your newsroom a year ago saying, hey, I sold crack to Lamar, pay me?
You would think so. You think that, or just the amount of cameras that are around them at all times. I mean, I know that their show isn't necessarily on the air anymore, but the fact that Khloé's always got cameras around her, how does all of that slip through and no one hears about it?
Yeah, so and I can't believe that Kris Jenner didn't know about it. I mean, I always have this impression of her just running the whole family, like telling everybody what to do, and everybody's talking to her and reporting to her like she's the general, you know?
Yeah. Well, I'm guessing that Khloé was pretty much ashamed of everything that was going on, didn't want to let everyone in on it, and she's been living a nightmare for the last, you know, couple years with all this and hiding it from everyone, and now she can go, okay, here's my problem, can we all get help?
This is the voice of our friend Dax Holt from TMZ on the Kevin Abee Show. We catch up with him every Monday morning. Now, you made reference to Lamar living in a hotel. The last thing I saw on the site was that he was missing. Where are we?
Yeah, so they have found him. That was yesterday. He had gone missing. No one could get a hold of him. And then later on in the evening, they were able to reconnect with him. They didn't say where he was, but we do know he's been living at a hotel once she kicked him out of the house. We've even got photos of, it seems like, friends dropping off bags to Lamar, like in a parking lot, switching the bags into his car. So, I mean, this is definitely a serious thing, you know, and most people automatically think, oh, Kardashians, publicity stunt. This is definitely not that.
I will tell you, I'm so relieved to hear you say that you found him and he's in a hotel, because, you know, a lot of times when drugs are involved and the person goes missing, it's really potentially bad news. So
I can tell you, people were freaking out yesterday, very concerned, especially right after all this stuff broke, for him to go missing, a drug addict, you know, you think the worst.
I don't know how you did it, but you actually made me have a little bit of sympathy for one of the girls in the Kardashian family. I didn't think I would ever care enough to be sad for them, but nice job, Dax, and I know you'll be following this story and everything else at TMZ.com, and don't forget, check your local listings for all the fine TMZ array of programs on the Fox Network. Thanks for the time, Dax. We'll talk to you soon, man.
Thanks, guys.
Two chances for you to win your tickets for 9-inch Nails at the Troubadour coming up this morning on an all-new Kevin Abee Show over a Monday here on K-Rock Plus. Beer Mug and his interviews from the MTV Video Music Awards red carpet. By the way, Ralph, tell the kids where Beer Mug is right now, because they won't be surprised.
He is right now in line for Cronuts.
He is? Right now?
Right now, yes.
Didn't he have them the other day?
No, he didn't.
Oh, okay. I saw a picture of it.
They don't serve them on the weekends.
Oh.
So he couldn't get in line this weekend, so he's getting in line this morning. And they say sometimes they're sold out by 8:30 in the morning, so we had to send him there early to make sure he got his Cronut.
Imagine having a food item that is so popular that everybody wants, that there are lines hours before the place even opens, and you don't even bother making them on weekends. I mean, they could be selling so many more of these things than they are. What's the fascination with Cronuts? Why is that the rage of New York?
I don't know. I've no
isn't
idea.
It just that's a croissant and a donut?
Yes. I mean, that's the premise, and I guess it seems so simple, but no one else has done it, so that's why we sent him down there. We wanted to see what the hubbub was all about.
I'm going to eat them all.
They will be sold out when he's done.
croissants and donuts myself.
I don't know. A croissant almost sounds too healthy for Beer Mug. So, all right. Well, we'll get the report from him a little bit later on. We're going to talk to Bear Grylls here in just a second, who, as you know, climbed Mount Everest when he was like 23 years old. He's the star of Man vs. Wild, born survivor. Did 3 years as a soldier in the British Special Forces. So he's had a very similar life to mine.
Mm-hmm.
He is now the host of a TV show on NBC, which is called Get Out Alive with Bear Grylls. Here's Bear a little bit talking about what we're going to see on the season finale tonight on NBC.
None of these guys have been on glacier before, you know, massive crevasses. I stuck their dinner down a pretty gnarly crevasse.
You see anything?
I can see a hoof.
It is demanding being up at this height. Everything's harder work. You know, you have to drink that much more water. You're out of breath. You're cold.
It's definitely in the negatives right now. It is absolutely freezing up here.
For me, the fun stuff is to see what they make of it, see if they listen to the little tips I've given them along the way.
First of all, it's a glacier. That's my favorite part about the whole clip, is that they're traversing a glacier. Yeah. But I guess if Bear Grylls tells you to do something, you can't just say, you have to kind of take him seriously because he knows how to do everything he's asking you to do. He's not one of these, like, American Idol judges who can't sing but is criticizing your singing. Bear has done it all.
Yes.
I can't imagine the kind of people who sign up to be on a competition show like this.
Yeah, total. I mean, totally. I mean, it's certainly not for everybody. It's kind of like the people who go on Survivor. I mean, you're basically just you're signing up for and setting yourself up for weeks and weeks of just misery. I mean, you know, they send you out there with no food and with no shelter, and you're living at 12,000 feet or something like that in the mountains. You just have to survive it. I mean, it's miserable. I don't know that I don't think it's for me.
I'm pretty sure it's not.
I don't think I am the best candidate, perhaps. All right, they're getting Bear on
the room service competition show.
If they had a room service competition show, now I'm in. Jessica, go ahead and put him on hold so we can talk to Mr. Grylls on the air. Again, the show is called Get Out Alive with Bear Grylls. Season finale is tonight on NBC at 9 o'clock.
Well, he's there, just not on hold, I think.
Love it if we could talk to Mr. Grylls. That'd be great if you could just put him on hold. We'll get right to him.
Don't know what's going on.
All right, we'll just wait.
All right.
Maybe he's out getting a cronut.
How's the pain now, Bean?
Honestly, this has been a tough hour. I'm ready to lay back down, which
is what
I've been doing all weekend long is, I'll be up for a little while and then I got to lay down. But you know what? Can't complain when Bear Grylls is going to be on the phone. I can't complain about anything gone through this weekend. He would take his own gallbladder out with his teeth by himself in the wilderness, stitch himself up with leaves, and then walk out.
Hey, Bean.
The Swiss Army knife. He could take his own
Hey, Bean, I'm
out.
Getting on the call screener. We have no interview with him.
What happened to Bear?
No. His rep said no.
No.
No, you cannot have him.
Did we tick him off somehow?
Probably. You always do that.
Maybe he's in a crevasse.
Well, that was...
He's on a glacier.
He might be on a glacier. That was less Bear Grylls than it was no Bear Grylls at all.
Yeah.
That's
sorry about that.
We wanted. Well, we apologize for wasting everybody's time. I think this is a well-run program today.
Stay tuned for more.
At least we can barely hear Ralph, so we've got that going on. But we'll take a break and rejigger and come right back with more after this on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. I think it's going great. I mean, that's just my early assessment. I think it's terrific. I think Kevin is the smartest of all of us just to pass on today's show, just to not even show up. All right, we're having some technical difficulties. Ralph is in New York City. We're going to attempt the showbiz beat here on the Kevin and Bean Show, and then we've got highlights of the MTV Video Music Awards from last night. Ralph, good luck, son.
How do I sound now?
Like you're in a closet?
Like in a closet?
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, I'm coming out of the closet.
Oh, my God.
Gotta dance. Anything? I sound like a kazoo to myself. Am I sounding like I'm talking to
yes.
a kazoo?
Yes, you are.
Well, maybe you try talking a little bit. That'll give the engineer, some sort of a baseline to work on. See if he can maybe improve you while, as the report goes on, maybe you'll sound better.
All right. I'm going to give it a shot. We'll see what happens. It is Monday. That means we take a look at the top 10 movies at the box office. Number one this weekend, again, for the second week in a row, The Butler. $17 million made it number one this weekend. We're the Millers came in at number two with 13.5. Mortal Instruments in its debut. Underperformed. $9.3 million. Still made it number three, however. The World's End. Simon Pegg and Nick Frost in that film made $8.9 million in its debut weekend, making it number four. Planes was fifth. Elysium, number six. You're Next, in its debut, made $7 million, made it number seven. Percy Jackson, Sea of Monsters, was eighth. Blue Jasmine, the new Woody Allen film, $4.3 million. And Kick-Ass 2, rounding out the top ten at the box office this weekend. While we're talking movies, of course, the big news last week was Ben Affleck being tapped to play Batman in the Superman vs. Batman movie that will be coming out in 2015. There is already an online petition asking President Obama to step in and change the casting of Batman.
Now, I'm not sure. He is the President of the United States, but I'm not sure that falls under his job description, is Hollywood casting.
Well, he could send a drone in to Warner Brothers or something and, you know, bomb him or something. He could do that. Nerve gas. There's plenty of options. Obama said he's got more important things to do, like talking Will Smith into stop forcing his son into acting. So we'll see what happens there. More bad movie news. Marlon Wayans has announced there will be a sequel to the comedy Haunted House, called, that's right, Haunted House 2. Again, there'll be a takeoff on horror films. Gabriel Iglesias and Jamie Presley have joined the cast. Yeah. And sadly, music icon Linda Ronstadt has announced that she has Parkinson's disease. And because of that disease, she can no longer sing, she says. No matter how hard you try, it's impossible to sing when you have Parkinson's, she told an interviewer. She was diagnosed about 8 months ago, but has been dealing with symptoms for the last 8 years. At 67 years old, she was at one time the biggest female singer in the country. From country to rock to Spanish music, opera, standard, she sang it all. She's going to have a memoir. Her autobiography, Simple Dreams, will be in stores on September the 17th. So that's sad news, because she was...
I know that there are a lot of listeners who may have not even ever heard the name Linda Ronstadt, because she has had such a low profile in the music business over the past few years. But Ralph is absolutely right. I mean, you could not find... Who would you compare her to today? Like, who...
Katy Perry, maybe?
Yeah, I mean, she was Katy Perry big for for most of the 70s and the first part of the 80s. I mean, she was just crazy. She could sell out at any show. And, oh, my God, what a voice. And she could really sing anything.
Yeah. And she proved that late in her career. She did, you know, her popularity in pop music waned, so she went on to do a standards album and then Spanish-speaking, because she is Latina, and opera as well. She had one of those voices where she really could sing anything, and it's sad that this disease has taken her voice. Let me give you a reward for listening to me in this horrible, horrible sound. I've got some passes to give away to the K-Rock screening of Riddick, the new Vin Diesel film. If you'd like to go, how about five different callers right now at 1-800-520-1067. If you call in now and you're one of the first five callers to get through, you'll get a pair of passes to see Riddick September the 4th at the AMC Burbank 16. The theater, Riddick will be in theaters everywhere Friday, September the 6th, but you can see it before anybody else if you're one of the lucky callers right now. Today's celebrity birthdays: Chris Burke from Life Goes On is 48 years old today. Singer Shirley Manson of Garbage is 47.
I'm only happy when it rains. Feel good when things are going wrong. I only listen to the sad, sad song. I'm only happy when it rains.
Love her so much.
Get sexy.
I was afraid to meet her, remember?
Yeah.
That's right. As a matter of fact, we'll be talking about that experience, what that feeling is like when there's somebody you admire so much that you're worried about ruining it forever. If you meet that person, that's exactly how you were with Shirley.
Yeah, I couldn't meet her. I couldn't bear it. Melissa McCarthy's 43 years old today, and actor Macaulay Culkin is 33. I'm Ralph Garman, and this was the Showbiz Beat.
I think the chances are that it really was Daft Punk in those robot outfits last night.
8%.
I mean, seriously, if you're going to go and you're not going to interview and you're not going to perform and you're not going to do anything but just stand around with a robot head and hands on, why would you subject yourself to that if you're the real guys in Daft Punk? You would just hire somebody to go and pretend to be you and stand next to Nile Rodgers and Pharrell, right?
That's kind of brilliant.
Of
yeah.
Yeah.
I like it.
In fact, I'm gonna expose it right now. It was, in fact, Dave and Beer Mug. they were in the suits.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show here on a Monday morning, sort of from New York City. The guys are there. We lost the monkey. We lost Kevin over the weekend, but we believe he'll be back with us tomorrow. Last night was the MTV Video Music Awards, and I think out of all the talk, all the chatter online that I saw about the show, I think actor Dave Krummel, who I know you're a fan of, Ralph, I think he said it best. Watch the MTV VMAs, and I just feel like everything is terrible, and people are horrible, and sex is gross, and even Christmas is dead. That about sums up my feelings about the MTV Video Music Awards. What did you guys think last night? What would you give it on a scale of 1 to 10 for entertainment value, Ralph?
The only thing I really enjoyed, not whether this says more about me or the awards, is Justin Timberlake getting his award, and then the little NSYNC reunion moment. That was kind of fun. But everything else just seemed overblown and sort of disgusting, and Miley Cyrus is just a cheap whore at a bad bachelor party, and Katy Perry looked good, but the boxing thing under the bridge, I didn't quite get it. It was just weird for weird's sake, a lot of it, I felt.
I think I kind of agree with you. It did seem like everybody was trying so hard to be outrageous. Everybody was trying to make a moment. I mean, even somebody like Bruno Mars, who I admire very much, I think is extremely talented. I mean, the gorilla hologram and everything, like everything was so in your face, and everything was fireworks, and everything was blood. Everything was just weird. It was extreme awards. There was very little of every once in a while on an awards show, you'll get somebody like Adele as a perfect example. And I think maybe it was last year's MTV Video Music Awards where she came out and she just performed her little Skyfall song, just her and the piano. And it was just brilliant. It was just one of those moments where you go, wow, that's musical talent. And I'm not saying there weren't a lot of talented people on the show last night, but like I couldn't appreciate Lady Gaga's song because I was too busy watching her go through 5 costume changes on stage in 3 minutes.
Yeah, when someone's wearing a box on their head, you don't know whether they can sing or not because you're busy looking at the box on her head.
I just wonder if the feeling is that we have so little attention span now that there has to be something new and unusual on the screen every 30 seconds or people are going to lose interest. That was the feeling I got last night. I mean, even the NSYNC reunion was 90 seconds maybe? I mean, that's a pretty big deal. That's one of the biggest bands of the last, you know, the 2000s. And they brought them out and they had them sing part of 2 songs and then they just disappeared again. And well,
Joey Fatone's heart could take because he was about to go down, I think.
I mean, I know it was exciting for, I don't care about NSYNC, but I know it was exciting for a lot of people of the right age that NSYNC was back together. But I thought even that was kind of underwhelming. But let's talk about Justin Timberlake because that was his big night. He got the Video Vanguard Award and he has had a remarkable career. And you really got the feeling watching his medley last night. You forgot how many great songs he had over the years. Here's Jimmy Fallon bringing on Timberlake. And he's doing a great job as JT's hype man.
Okay, Brooklyn, the world is watching. Let's see how loud you can get. He's about to blow your mind. Here he is, the president of pop, Justin Timberlake.
First of all, I thought Fallon was going to have a heart attack. Is the president of pop, is that a thing? Is that Timberlake's? I had not heard that before.
I hadn't heard it either, but I guess it's now. I mean, he couldn't be the king, right? Because Jackson was the king.
Right, exactly, yeah. So now here's JT talking about a little bit about all the Moon Man awards he's won over the years on MTV.
But most of all, half of the Moon Man that I've ever won, I won with those 4 guys right there. So, above all else, I'm going to share that. We can keep it at my house. But I'm going to share this award with them. This is truly an honor. Thank you so much.
If he had to name the other 4 guys in NSYNC, do you think he could at this point?
No. He just knows them as those 4 guys.
They didn't even show them again. I mean, even when he was, giving them the shout-out when he was winning his big Video Vanguard Award. I mean, they were already gone. They had already been escorted out of the building because they're not contemporary enough to be in the house, apparently.
Well, they had to get back to their waiter's jobs. they were catering the after award show party.
Dave brought up a great point earlier today, which is, wasn't it strange how, except for the people who were there, who were granted big stars, who were either presenting or performing, you had your Rihanna, she was there, I guess, Taylor Swift was there, Will Smith, Lady Gaga, but beyond really that core group, Drake, there were no stars. Remember back in the day when the MTV Video Music Awards just brought out everybody?
Yeah.
It just seemed like nobody wanted to have anything to do with it this year, unless that was by design. I mean, there are very few non-music people who are on the stage at all. Please explain to me why they keep inviting Kevin Hart to this thing.
Because he's hilarious.
Is he? Is he, in fact, the black Dane Cook?
First of all, I want to give it up for DJ Cassidy one time. Ain't nobody show Cassidy no love all night.
Brooklyn, you feel good? This is DJ Cassidy. Here we go.
Calling all hearts. Ooh, to the dance floor. Tonight.
Here we go.
supposed to do with that, DJ Cassidy?
You're supposed to go. Here we go.
Was that completely pointless? And Kevin Hart, I mean, his only job was to get on stage and talk about how he wasn't hosting the award show and then basically make the audience give it up for something that they had just given it up for 30 seconds earlier.
Yes.
Every time he came out, all he did is recap what we had just seen in the last couple of minutes.
Hey, real quick, guys, I just want to make this very clear that I'm not hosting. They just keep asking me to do stuff. But now that I'm up here, I want to talk about what I just saw. First of all, Justin Timberlake just killed it.
So don't we know that? Didn't we just see Justin Timberlake kill it? I don't know what the point of Kevin Hart was. I didn't.
Kevin Hart is the president of Give It Up.
Vampire Weekend came out. A couple of the guys from Vampire Weekend, and they could not have been more awkward as they presented a new award on the Video Music Awards for something called the Song of the Summer. Now, the Song of the Summer is an expression that we all are familiar with now. And what it means is the song that was inescapable, the song that got played on every radio station all summer long that you couldn't avoid, the one that in 30 years, when you think back of the summer of 2013, you're going to remember the song. And we've talked about it a little bit on this show before, and there's no question that the Song of the Summer this year has to either be, the only two possibilities are Blurry Lines, the Robin Thicke song, inescapable, right?
Yeah.
Number one song week after week after week, or Daft Punk, Get Lucky. Those right. are the two songs that were inescapable, unavoidable, absolutely the Song of the Summer. Let's see what the voters at MTV came up with to give this award to.
And now, the song you voted to win, Best Song of the Summer.
Here's Vampire Weekend.
And we dance all night to the best song ever.
One D, baby.
So One Direction wins that for a song that most of us have barely heard. And that's now the Song of the Summer, proving that, as Ralph, you so often say about award shows, don't let the people vote for anything because the people are stupid.
Yes. We can't trust them with anything. Didn't that come out like 2 weeks ago, that song?
Yes. Yes. It's hardly the Song of the Summer. It's just that little girls love to vote for One Direction for things.
Yes, Dad. Two things. Don't let people vote and don't give little girls phones.
Yes, exactly. Apparently, we're almost out of time for this recap. Apparently, Austin Mahomey is a thing. His people are called the Mahomies. That's what mm-hmm. his fans are. That's his version of the Believers. He was out there.
He was at our hotel. He was staying at our hotel.
Was that pandemonium?
Oh, it was just little wet girls everywhere. Just wetting their pants. Just a lot of pee.
Taylor Swift won an award for Best Female Video for her song I Knew You Were Trouble, and she took advantage of that opportunity to put a dig to the man that she wrote the song about, who I guess is the kid with the hair in One Direction.
That's Harry. Who that was. Harry Styles.
Here's what Taylor had to say about him from the stage when she picked up her award.
And this is just awesome. I also want to thank the person who inspired this song, who knows exactly who he is, because now I got one of these. Thank you so much!
Doesn't that just
what
seem
a petty
like
little bitch she is?
Petty and desperate is how it seems, doesn't it?
She's like she's 13. Grow
hey,
up.
Hey, you thought you hurt me, but here I am, and I won this award. So I don't know how she thinks that Harry Styles coming in, having sex with Taylor Swift, and then leaving is a burn on Harry Styles.
Because sounds now like she has a moon man.
It sounds like the best possible way to enjoy Taylor Swift, doesn't it?
Yes.
So, and then there's one other thing, and you'll have to find this online, is apparently when One Direction was on stage accepting one of their awards, Taylor very visibly said to her best friend in the world, Selena Gomez, who was sitting next to her, "Oh, shut the F up," she said to Harry Styles when he was speaking on stage.
Yeah.
And everybody was like, ooh, what a dig. So that's about it. Did I miss anything?
Oh, gosh. No,
just we covered saved you 3 hours, people.
Covered Boxhead, covered Whore Cyrus, and Boxing Katy Perry. I think we got it all.
That was last night's MTV Video Music Awards. We'll be right back from New York City on the world-famous K-Rock. Going to play some Nine Inch Nails for you coming up here next, and you're just a few minutes away from your first chance on this morning's program to win tickets to see the band at the Troubadour. All right, here's the topic at hand, you guys. I know that you disagree with me, Ralph, but I happen to love Taylor Swift.
Why?
Because she's awesome. Oh, she's one of my very favorite musical performers. I know that there's a lot of hate on this program from you and from Kevin and from lots of people, and even more hate maybe perhaps with our listeners. But I am a huge fan of hers, yeah. And she's coming to Seattle this weekend, and I'm going to see her in concert like I do. I saw her on the last tour, too, and she's great in concert. And I have been offered the opportunity to go backstage and meet Taylor Swift.
Well, that's awesome. That should be exactly what you want.
and get my picture taken with Taylor Swift and talk to Taylor Swift, who I love.
Right. That's great. Creepy, but great.
And carry duct tape.
And
which I also love.
I am not sure that I am going to do that. I am not sure that I want to do that because I keep playing it over and over in my mind, and I see way more scenarios where I regret it than I do where it's awesome and I love it and I'm glad it happened.
Because you know you can't help but be creepy and she's going to be creeped out?
It's not that I'm going to be creepy. I definitely am not going to be creepy.
Well,
because I never am creepy. It's just that I feel like I have too much time to think about it and that I'm going to say something dumb that's going to embarrass myself and then I'm going to forever like regret that I spoiled that opportunity, ruined that moment that could have been cool because I'm lame. That's what I'm afraid
of. So you're saying you'd rather never have a moment than risk the chance of spoiling it?
Correct.
That's ridiculous.
I'd rather they not put me in coach so that I can't be the one who screws up the whole game.
Oh,
yes.
But you could throw the throw.
I am not a winner.
Good point, Lisa.
I am a sports fan.
Throw the throw. But I thought it would be interesting to talk about because especially working in these jobs, we've had the opportunity to meet a lot of people that we admire very much. And I know that there are a lot of people who get that chance, even if it's just you wait in line to meet somebody at a book signing or you go to a record in-store or something like that, or you win a contest and you have a chance. I want to talk to people who have had the opportunity, not randomly, not you bump into them at a bar or on the street or something like that, because you're completely unprepared for that. I want to talk to people who knew ahead of time that they were going to get a chance to meet their heroes. I want you to call us at 1-800-520-1067 and tell us who it was that you had to get psyched up for and then had to decide whether you wanted to do it or not and whether it worked out the way you hoped it would or if you regretted it. And I was thinking about you, Ralph, this weekend. There was a time where you were just the world's biggest Batman fan, TV's Batman from the 1960s.
Yes.
Then you grew up and became, you know, K-Rock's Ralph Garman and the Family Guy's Ralph Garman. Now you had the opportunity to meet Adam West in person.
Yes.
What was that like for you ahead of time when you knew you were going to meet Adam West for the first time?
Awesome. I was way excited and could not wait for the opportunity. Chomping at the bit to talk to him.
There wasn't any part of you that was like, wow, this is somebody that I've been a fan of my whole life. Maybe I don't want to meet him. Maybe he'll be disappointing. Maybe he's a dick. Maybe I'll say something stupid and he won't like me. There wasn't any of that?
No. Because I knew everything about him and his career. And I knew I was smart and had things to say. And we could have a conversation about a lot of things. And I had no concerns about that whatsoever. I was looking forward to getting to know him.
It is funny because in everybody's rich fantasy mind about their TV idols or movie idols, they always imagine, hey, I'm going to become friends with this person. And now you and Adam West are actually friends where you get together and you have meals, you talk on the phone, and you actually do all the stuff that you once imagined you would.
Make sweet love. I mean, have meals.
What about you made a reference earlier to Shirley Manson. When we had Garbage on Acoustic Christmas a couple of years ago, we were all excited because we love Shirley. We've had her on the show a bunch of times before. You weren't sure you wanted to meet her.
I didn't want to meet her. And it wasn't because she was a hero of mine. It's because it was like a schoolboy crush I had on her for so long that I just didn't think I could acquit myself very well in that situation. I think I was ill prepared to have a conversation with her.
So what you're talking about with you and Shirley Manson is kind of how I feel about me and Taylor Swift. It's
no,
just
because
like
Shirley
I'm
Manson,
going to blow it.
Shirley Manson is talented and smart and cool and hip and has a lot going on. Taylor Swift is a dumb whore.
So you Taylor can meet her all and you of
have,
those things.
You have nothing to lose because she's a dumb whore. How bad can you screw it up? She's a dumb whore.
You don't want
to
screw up.
Nothing to lose there.
You don't want to screw up in front of a hot chick. You definitely don't want to embarrass yourself in front of somebody that you're, you know, you have a crush on a little bit. That's for sure.
She's a dumb whore.
I know that you don't get my fascination and the millions of others who are fascinated with Taylor Swift, but it is kind of for me like it was for you with Shirley Manson. So what did you end up deciding to do with Shirley?
Not meet her.
You didn't do it.
And then our music director at the station, I was backstage at... was it Acoustic or Weenie Run?
I think it was Acoustic.
I think so. Acoustic Christmas, yeah.
Acoustic Christmas. I felt a tap on my shoulder, and I wheeled around. She said, I just needed to have this happen. We need to get this over with. And she was standing there with Shirley and introduced me, sort of forced me into the situation.
That's awesome.
And it was very pleasant, and we exchanged a little conversation. And it actually went very well, and I had nothing to be afraid of. She was
lovely. Did you pee yourself a little bit, though? Was it
nerve-wracking? It was a shock. Yeah, I didn't expect to spin around and see Shirley Manson standing there. But I was glad, after I'd met her, I was glad that I did.
When you decided to not meet her, though, ahead of time, when you thought, I'm just going to pass because I'm too nervous or something, weren't you worried about not being able to throw the throw?
I know. I thought maybe I could throw the throw. I could even swing the swing and maybe catch the catch.
Lisa, how about you? Has there been, especially with all the people we've had on this show, has anyone ever come in that you were, like, so nervous about because you were so excited to meet them?
I don't think so. I think I have not been able to actually meet my real heroes.
You're lucky we didn't have Emily Owens, MD, on.
I love her so much. She's so good.
All right. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back and take your calls. Meeting your heroes is the topic right now on the Kevin and Bean Show. You knew in advance that you were going to get a chance to meet that person that you had the tattoo of, or you had the poster of, or you had the crush on. We want to hear your story. 1-800-520-1067. We'll talk to you next on the Kevin and Bean Show on Kevin. Nine Inch Nails. World famous K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ. By now you've heard the band is playing The Troubadour, a super secret K-Rock only show. We'll give you some tickets to that in about 20 minutes or so from right now. Right now, on the Kevin and Bean Show, we're taking your calls about meeting your heroes.
Today.
Yeah. No.
Kevin and Bean.
Omar, we're not going to have time for this. Sorry.
And you. And the person of your dreams.
Okay. Thank you. We got it.
Here. When he met them, did he drive them away? When you met them,
okay. Thank you, Elvis.
Just for one day.
Why does this keep happening?
You've met your heroes, and it made your day.
Okay. Thanks very much. This
second
all started.
Verse. Second verse.
This all started because I have the chance to meet my love, Taylor Swift, this Saturday night ahead of her concert.
Look, and how can you, after watching the MTV Video Music Awards and watching her behavior, how can you still say that you like her?
Just a huge fan. I love her songs so much. I just feel like...
You're a 12-year-old girl.
Don't sell yourself short, Kevin B. Lister Paul says. The regret, if you say something, will be offset by the regret of not meeting someone who you heart. That's what he says. He says you absolutely have to go. So let's find out what happened when our Kevin B. Listers met their heroes. Let's go to Sandy. First, Sandy is on line one to get us going. Hi, Sandy. Thanks for calling. Thanks for holding on. Who was your person that you couldn't wait to meet?
I met Ice Cube at the House of Blues in Anaheim, and I could not talk, and I got to hang out with him for hours.
Wow. How did that happen?
We have a friend that hooked it up, and I knew we were going to meet him ahead of time. They took us to the back. We got to hang out with him. He was, like, so nice. He's like, you guys can drink whatever. You guys, you know, just got to chill with him. He was rapping in there, and I could not talk for hours.
Wow.
I was, stuck on stupid.
He is the nicest guy in the world, and you probably did all, like, leading up to the night, you were, like, totally sweating, like, how you were going to start talking to him and what the conversation was going to be like, and you had all these terrible scenarios going through your mind, right?
No, I did. I was, like, totally going to rap to him and everything, going to talk to him. I could not talk to him, and I was sitting right next to him for hours.
Well, yeah. Maybe in retrospect, it's a good thing you didn't if you're going to rap to him.
Don't rap to Ice Cube. He doesn't need to hear that. All right, Sandy, thanks for the call. Appreciate that. Let's go to Larry now. Larry's up next. He's on line two on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hi, Larry. Thanks for calling. Who was your hero?
Johnny Depp.
Ooh, tell me about that.
Okay, so I met him at his house. I knew it was going to happen. My father's in law enforcement, was a high executive with the sheriff's department. I was a deputy at the time. And Johnny Depp needed a favor. He had a problem in his neighborhood, so my dad asked if I wanted to go. Johnny Depp was like my hero of all times. This was right before Pirates of the Caribbean blew up
mm-hmm.
career. So we meet at his house. We're sitting there, and I couldn't believe it. I froze up. I couldn't believe he was rolling cigarettes right next to me to my right. And someone happens to ask, hey, how do you feel about this? And it was a total Dumb and Dumber moment where I said, I feel like a little girl. It was almost like where Jim Carrey says, I want to make love to a little boy. That's the only thing I can think of. And he just kind of looked at me strange and then just, you know, kept rolling his cigarettes. And I can't believe I did that.
Yeah.
So embarrassing.
That was your fear, is that you were going to say something stupid and then he was not going to like you anymore. But at least you were there on official business. You had something that kind of you knew you were there to talk to him about. You didn't have to just make conversation, at least, right?
That's true. You know, I was kind of frozen the whole time just listening to everything. I was in uniform, so it was even more embarrassing.
Yeah, gotcha. Yeah. All right, thanks for the call. Appreciate that. Let's go to Shelley. Shelley is on line 4. She is a Durrani, Ralph. Let's find out what her experience was like. You had the chance to meet Simon Le Bon?
Yes. I'm so embarrassed, but I was the biggest stalker in the 80s of Duran Duran. I mean, it was horrible. So I got to meet him in 2004. I had the biggest crush on Simon Le Bon, and my brother told him something very embarrassing. I had named my bunny rabbit Simon Le Bun.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
I thought I was going to die, but he was very cool.
Yeah, Simon has heard far worse than that from his crying Duran Duran fans that he's met over the years, I bet. Thank you for the call. Appreciate
thank
that.
Thank you. Bye.
Let's go to Kim. Kim had a sports hero that she had the chance to meet on line 6. Hi, Kim. Welcome to the Kevin DeBeat Show.
Good morning. Good morning, Lisa May.
Good morning.
it was your throw comment that made me remember it. Thank you. I went to a signing with Paula Duca, and I got nervous and more and more nervous as I got closer, and when I got up there, my husband's like, ask him now, and I couldn't even squeak, and I started to cry.
Isn't that the worst?
What were you supposed to ask him?
For a hug.
Oh.
And you couldn't even, you stood there in front of him, and you had planned for this moment for days leading up to it, and you couldn't say a word.
My husband had to ask for the hug. He said, will you please give her a hug? Crying. He did. He was really sweet about it, but yeah, I never spoke a word to him. I just kept weeping.
Now, in retrospect, do you wish you hadn't met him, or are you glad you did?
No, I'm glad I did.
See, Bean?
Everyone's be brave.
Yeah, that's
the
true.
The lesson is just be brave.
Thank you for the call. We appreciate that, Kim. Ivy writes in, every time I have met somebody that I idolize, they turned out to be jerks, ruined my image of someone I love. See, that's the danger. That's the danger.
I'm sure she'll be
everyone who's
perfectly
ever met
nice.
Bean.
How dare
good
you.
Point.
We'll be right back. I am told by those who have heard Beer Mug's red carpet interviews from the MTV VMAs that he not only needs to be fired after these air, he needs to be murdered. I am told that they're that bad.
Kill Beer Mug, for
wait.
Sure.
So Kill Beer Mug is the new thing. So that's next hour on the Kevin DeBeat Show. Coming up next, right after the top of the hour, though, we're going to invite you to try to win your way into the K-Rock private show with Nine Inch Nails at the Troubadour. Now, I know this is the hottest ticket in town, and I know that Nine Inch Nails is awesome and that you love them, but you are going to have to earn them by giving us a call right now at 1-800-520-1067 and singing for us your favorite Nine Inch Nails song. Yes, it's another Kevin and Bean Listeneroki. We'll ask you to sing your favorite Nine Inch Nails song, and then someone will win their tickets to see Nine Inch Nails at the Troub. That's coming up right after the top of the hour. You can call now, 1-800-520-1067. Now it's Ralph time, here with the Showbiz Beat.
I was singing some karaoke last night here in
where
the streets
of
New York. Yeah, I went to a little karaoke bar on 55th, and boy, was I drunk.
What's your jam, Ralph?
Oh, you know.
Rick Springfield, it. Jesse's Girl?
Sure, I rocked that one.
Some Eddie Money?
Knocked a little Eddie Money out of the park,
yeah,
sure. Crushed a little Neil Diamond. I was hitting all the classics.
All strong. Yeah. Nice.
Time. It is Monday morning. That means we take a look at the top 10 movies at the box office. The Butler came in at number one again this weekend, $17 million. We're the Millers was number two with $13.5 million. Then The Mortal Instruments, The Lovely Bones, or what the hell's the name of that?
Yeah, whatever it is. What
Instrument
those?
Of Bones, Bloody Bones. Grab my bloody bone.
I think it's Bloody Boner.
The Mortal Instruments made $9.3 million in its debut. World's End came in at number four with $8.9 million.
Help me understand that. How did more people not go see The World's End? Who's better than Simon Pegg?
I don't know. It's going to make a ton of money in the UK, so I'm not worried about them.
And it looks great, too.
And it's been well-reviewed, and everyone says it's hilarious. Yeah, I can't understand how it didn't get on more people's radar, but they did a lot of press for it, too.
Absolutely, yeah.
Maybe it'll be one of those things that grows. Maybe next week I'll do even better because word of mouth will get around. I hope so.
Right.
Planes was fifth. Elysium, You're Next, in its debut, made $7 million, made it number seven. Percy Jackson, woo, Sea of Monsters, was eighth. Blue Jasmine and Kick-Ass 2, rounding out your top 10 at the box office. Last week, remember we did that story about Backdoor Teen Mom, Farrah Abrahamson.
Right.
Farrah Abraham, she tweeted the list of things she wanted from Amazon.com, her wish list. And we said, what a horse she is, begging for her fans to buy her stuff on Amazon.com. She had a big list of some very expensive things. Well, it turns out that everything on that list was bought for her within 5 days after she posted it.
Who are these people that feel the need to buy the Backdoor Teen Mom a chandelier?
I mean, there was expensive stuff on there, too. A bookcase for like $1,500, but everything within 5 days of her tweet was bought and paid for.
And you said this is a thing that porn stars do.
A lot of adult entertainers do it, yeah.
And what? The fans feel like now they have some sort of relationship with that person because they bought them a table?
Right. I bought her a gift, and so now we have like a thing. Like, I'm closer to her because I bought her a present that was something she wanted.
I don't get it.
She has been under fire because of that list, but she says that the haters should just make their own wish list. I'm going to make a hit list instead of a wish list and see if it comes true. See if any of that stuff can happen. Meanwhile, there's rumors that she may be competing on Dancing with the Stars, by the way.
They'll never have her on. That show is too squeaky clean, family-friendly to ever have on someone who's on a porn video.
All right. Luckily, the UK isn't as picky about the people they put on their reality shows. Celebrity Big Brother is currently going on in England. Courtney Stodden is one of the house members. They must look at her and say, who the hell is that? We don't know who that is. She's not a celebrity.
Totally.
They're hard up for celebrities on Celebrity Big Brother. Also in the house, Dustin Diamond.
Oh my God.
Screech. Screech from Saved by the Bell is living in the house over there. And sad news, tragic news, really. Kris Jenner finally scored pretty good ratings for her talk show on Friday when she got Kanye West to appear. It was the season finale. No word yet on whether the numbers were high enough to get her another season of her show, but we can all keep our fingers crossed. But it turns out that they were the highest ratings of the entire run of her show is when Kanye West showed up to show pictures of their unattractive baby.
Look, the TV executives aren't so stupid to think that those ratings had anything to do with Kris Jenner. Kanye would have done that and more if he'd been on Ellen, it would have been five times as big.
Yeah. Or if the baby was cuter, the ratings would have been higher, too. But that is not a good-looking child.
Did you not think the baby was cute? I thought the baby was pretty cute.
Nope.
Really?
Mm-mm. Yeah. Nope. Nope. Today's celebrity birthday is actor Chris Burke from Life Goes On. He was Corky.
He sure was.
48 years old today. I wonder if we can find one of his hit songs. Remember when he sang...
All the Leaves Are Brown.
Yeah, California Dreamin'.
Yeah.
And, I have a little Corky for you here.
There we go. Rocket Cork. Bring it home, Cork.
There's Corky. That's all you get.
Melissa McCarthy's 43 years old today. Macaulay Culkin is 33 years old. And Shirley Manson of Garbage. Shirley Manson's 47 years old today. I'm Ralph Garvin. I walk the showbiz beat.
That's Bastille on the World Famous Kerrek. That album, by the way, which has been available in much of the world for a couple of months now, is finally coming out in the U.S. It's going to be next Tuesday, and you can see them at the El Rey September 18th. If you're lucky enough to have tickets, Bastille is already sold out. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show here on a Monday morning. Beer mugs, red carpet interviews from the MTV VMAs on the way. First, though, it's time to play a little game we like to call Listener-okie.
Listener-okie, Listener-okie. That's the game we're going to play. Listen to Rocky, come and sing and don't be lame.
Ralph Grumman, what is the level of difficulty on singing a Nine Inch Nails song, do you think?
Ralph's not here.
Okay. Well, Nine Inch Nails are playing the Troubadour with a super secret K-Rock listeners only show. We are giving away tickets all this week, all throughout the day and night here on K-Rock. And we're giving you a chance to earn them right now with Listener Roki. You sing us your favorite Nine Inch Nails song. And then at the end, we'll just, we'll pick who gets to go. This is, it's always tough for us. We'll take them in order. We'll start with Rick on line one. It's always tough for us because it's not really about technical ability, right, Lisa? It's really about
delivery. It's selling it. It's passion.
It's passion. Exactly.
Yeah.
Because that's what Nine Inch Nails fans are famous for is passion. Rick, welcome to the Kevin Bean Show. How are you, my friend?
I'm nervous.
You should be. I mean, look, you got a lot on the line here. You cannot buy these tickets for Nine Inch Nails at the Troubadour, but you can win them right now with the right performance. What song are you going to be singing for us?
The Hand That Feeds.
Okay. Hand That Feeds. All right, ladies and gentlemen, here's Rick.
You're keeping in step in the line. Got your chin held high and you feel just fine because you
Hey, Rick? Rick?
Yes.
Have you heard this song?
Yes, definitely.
Okay. Thank you for calling. Let's go to Stacy. Stacy's up next. Stacy's on line two. Go ahead and just keep everybody on hold because we don't know yet who's going to win, Chip. So just put him back on hold after we talk to him. Stacy, welcome to the Kevin Amin Show. How are you?
Hey, guys. Good. Hi, Stacy. How are you doing?
Good.
What song you want to do for us?
I'm going to do Head Like a Hole.
Okay. Tough choice. Good luck.
All right. God, money's not looking for the cure. God, money's not sick and sound the sick amongst the pure. Got money, let's go dancing on the backs of the bruise. Got money's not one to choose.
No. All right, Stacy, very
not
nice.
Bad, yeah.
Thank you. It sounded pretty good. I don't know any of the words to Head Like a Hole, by the way. So that was actually educational for me. All right, you hang on. Stacy's on line two. Let's go to Christina now. She is on line three. Hi, Christina. Welcome to the Kevin Amin Show.
I don't think that line's on hold.
Christina, we do not have Christine on line three. All right, let's try Christine on line four then. How about that? Christine, welcome to the Kevin Amin Show. How are you?
Hi, guys.
Hi there.
Now, you sound like a crazy nut job Nine Inch Nails fan. Tell me about that first.
Oh, my God. No, I'm just trying not to wake my mom. I'm taking her to the oncologist right now.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah,
are you, like, in the car or something? Is she asleep?
Yes, and I don't want to wake her up right now, but...
Are you driving?
No.
This is just bad on every level.
So she's in the car, she's driving, her mom's in the car asleep, and she's going to start singing a Nine Inch Nails song. That's what's happening right now.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm winking closer.
And you're going to do it without the F word, right?
Yes.
All right.
I'll keep it censored. Okay.
All right. Good luck. Let's see if we can wake mom up.
Okay. Help me go down my knees. Help me.
All right, Christine, you hang on. Thank you for the call. Look, you
she
can't
really sell it with her
she
mom
can't,
there
but you also
and
can't
driving.
You can't whisper a Nine Inch Nails song.
Mm-mm.
Let's go to Elliot. He is on line six. Elliot is up next here on the Kevin Amin Show. We are playing Listener Rookie for Nine Inch Nails at the Troub. Hi, Elliot. Thanks a lot for calling. What's going on, dude?
Hey, what's going on? I'm going to sing Only.
Okay.
Ooh, good choice. Good luck.
No matter what happens, fire Beer Mug, please.
All right.
Absolutely.
All right. I'm becoming less defined as days go by, fading away. Well, you might say I'm losing focus. Kind of drifting into the abstract in terms
now,
of
Elliot,
how I see.
You're really doing Nine Inch Nails if it were performed by Cake, right?
I'm doing my best, Trent. No one can replicate Trent, but I'm doing
my best. Okay, great. Hang on. You might be the winner. Let's do one more. This is going to be Wolf. Wolf is on line seven. Hey, Wolf, welcome to the Kevin Amin Show.
Hey, guys. How are you doing today?
We're good.
So you're going to give us some sensitive Trent Reznor. What song are you doing?
I'm doing Closer. Yeah.
Oh, really? I have Hurt here. Is that not the plan anymore? Is Hurt going to be?
I'm doing Hurt.
You're doing Hurt.
Really sorry.
All right, let's hear a little bit of Hurt. Good luck. You're our final contestant, so you could own this if you bring it home.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain, the only thing that's real.
All right, let me stop you there.
The needle tears a hole. The old familiar sting.
Wow, he's going for it.
I tried to kill it all away, but I remember everything.
He's kind of doing the Johnny Cash
version.
That's
what
I
was thinking. Yeah, it's more Johnny Cash.
I got a deep voice. What am I supposed to do?
You do. No, very good. Well, very good. All right, excellent attempt. Thank you very much. All right, for me, Lisa, I like Wolf very much. I also was very impressed with Stacy with Head Like a Hole. So I think for me, it's going to be one of those two. What say you?
I got to go with Stacy.
Let's go back to line two.
Yeah.
Stacy,
yes,
Nine Inch Nails at the Troubadour.
Yes. Oh, my God. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
So
thanks
excited.
For playing. Listener Rookie.
Listener Rookie. Listener Rookie. Thanks for playing our game. Listener Rookie. Listener Rookie. You suck and we're lame.
It's the world famous K-Rock at 106.7 KROQ. Final day live from New York City for the MTV Video Music Awards. This show today has been relatively mugs free, but apparently mm-hmm. that is all about to change. Am I right, you guys?
Oh, yeah.
This is the reason we came to New York City, in my opinion, to put Beer Mug on the red carpet and have him interview those who were going into the big event there in Brooklyn. All the stars mm-hmm. on the red carpet were going past Beer Mug, and he got some in-depth interviews.
He absolutely
the biggest
did.
Celebrities the biggest, in the world.
Biggest now, in the world.
Now, Omar is going to have to host this because I have not heard this tape. Ralph, you have not heard it either?
No, sir, I have not.
Ralph's going right. to love it. Ralph's going to love it.
And Beer Mug, how do you think it went on the red carpet out there at Barclays Center yesterday?
Well, actually, compared to last year's VMAs, I think it went...
Shut up. Just
100
shut up.
Times better.
Just shut up.
No.
Okay,
no.
Just shut up.
It won 100 times
Every
better.
Time we oh, ask God. Him, how do you think you did? He goes, it was great.
I'm really thinking I'm improving.
All right. Now, so. Omar, don't leave the room. I can see that you're already bringing the hate, but why don't you let it unfold?
I will let the clips speak for themselves, and you okay. guys will be the judge.
All right. Okay. What do you got as New York City gets mugged this weekend?
Okay. We kick things off with somebody named Brittany Smooch, and this is how that went.
Brittany, tell a little bit of the K. Oh, I just hit my tooth with the microphone. That happened.
Really?
Yeah. Mugs, who the hell is Brittany Smooch?
Brittany Smooch is a. she's a musical artist. She's
is
not
she?
Really well known.
Yeah. Okay.
I'll right. take anybody.
How do you
okay.
not have the physical coordination to keep from hitting yourself in the mouth with the microphone?
I went back
and
to
how
the
many
mouth.
Times have you done this?
I know. I went back to my mouth too fast.
You know, sure. he probably thought he had a burrito in his mouth or something. Ah, I'm going to eat this microphone. You know, yeah. So then he talks to John Agustavo, who's a director of the thrift shop, and he has this unbelievable question for him.
All right, I'm here with John Agustavo, the director of Macklemore's Thrift Shop. How you doing, John?
Hello, I'm good. How are you?
So is it your fault that Thrift Shop is stuck in my head on 24 hours a day on repeat?
Partially. How about partially? I'll go with
it's that. Macklemore's half of it is
Juan's
his
fault. It's Juan's fault.
Oh, that's right.
That's probably what you're saying.
He has to reinterpret Beer Mug's question because it's so convoluted. At first, you hear the confusion,
yes.
the pause. You hear the confusion in his voice.
Right,
he has
because,
no idea.
Because he directed the video. He
right.
didn't write the song.
Exactly.
He didn't sing the song.
Absolutely.
He doesn't, there's no reason that he would be responsible for that song being stuck in your head. It was a ridiculous question.
Nice work, Mugs.
Thank you.
Okay, so we have more with John.
What would be the number one item you'd purchase from the thrift shop?
Underwear.
Secondhand underwear, right?
Yeah. Wow. There's nothing like wearing another man's underwear, right?
Definitely.
Okay.
You hear the disdain in the dude's voice? Like, yeah. Oh, man.
He's like, look, I gave you this. Just move on.
Yeah, right? Here's Classic Mugs. He introduces the new politics in his signature way.
Ladies and gentlemen, this band... needs no introduction. New politics right here. How you guys doing?
We're doing so
K-Rock
good.
K-Rock in Brooklyn.
Yeah. Woo.
You never thought that would happen. Kevin and Bean were almost not going to send me, but I had to, you know, go under the table and do something that I'm not quite proud of.
No, we know right.
We'll let you keep that the details for yourself.
Thank you, guys.
Jesus. Where did that come from, Mugs?
Where are you going to go with the oral sex jokes?
I don't know. I
That's some sort of attempt at comedy, I would imagine.
Attempt.
Yeah,
okay.
Why are you creating this rich backstory for how you ended up in Brooklyn? Why not just I'm here to do interviews?
Or here's an idea: ask them something about them.
Yeah,
sure.
Instead of talking about your adventures under the table.
No, sure.
And I do have to ask because Omar brought up this is not the first time that you have named the band that needs no introduction. What are you trying to accomplish with that? When you say this band needs no introduction, it's new politics. I don't understand that.
Pump them up a little bit, make them feel good.
Yeah, because the new politics need you to make them feel good.
Okay.
Okay, so now Beer Mug has to talk to them about food.
I had about probably 8 Taco Bell tacos. I could crush a little bit more. How many tacos can you crush from Taco Bell?
13.
Wow. I'm 4. I'm done after 4.
What? All right, well, that was good to know.
Where does that come from?
We saw them at Webster Hall the night before,
uh-huh.
and Taco mm-hmm. Bell was sponsoring the event, giving out free tacos. So that's mm-hmm. how that came up.
Okay.
Yeah. Tie it in.
All right.
Beer Mug, do me a favor and explain Boyding to me, because in this next clip, he has one of the members of New Politics do this thing called Boyding, and I'll play the clip after Beer Mug explains exactly what he's doing.
Yeah, David Boyd, the lead singer of New Politics, he used to be a breakdancer, and he, everywhere he goes, will stand straight up on his head. No hands, just straight up on his head.
Oh.
Complete vertical angle.
Okay, so here's a clip.
Everybody, I want you to watch David Boyd from New Politics Boyd right now. He's going to do Boyding. Guys, get your cameras out. Here we go. David Boyd, New Politics. Be Boyd! Yeah! New Politics right here, guys. Check him out.
What are you, their hype man?
Yeah. There's a bunch of fans on the other side of the red carpet, so I was just trying to pump them up. You know, it was good times.
All right, Flav. Relax. Here's his in-depth interview with Katy Perry.
Katy Perry! Katy, come talk to me about your leopard dress.
Okay. All right. Beer Mug with 2 chains.
2 chains! 2 chains! Why are you wearing all that gold jewelry if you just got robbed? What the hell?
Richard?
Because he got robbed
a reasonable question. At least he's talking to a guy about something in the news that happened with him. I give him credit for that.
He's screaming it 50 yards away.
Because he's walking so fast, Ralph.
Right, you're not talking to him.
I think your mug is literally driving people away.
Yeah, I was going
to
say.
Do it! Would you want to talk to that guy?
You would not head that direction.
Right?
I was going to addend my comment, which is to say that it's a pretty good interview question. I'm not sure it's a way to get somebody to come over to talk to you, though, by bringing up that he just got robbed.
You don't know.
Well, let's see how he gets Richard Simmons to talk to him.
Richard Simmons! Richard Simmons! Dick Simmons! Dick!
I'm not sure yelling dick.
Well, that might actually get Richard Simmons over.
That's a good point.
Might be perfect.
Here, I don't know who he's talking to, but this is pretty funny.
Oh, yeah, sexy lady. That's my type right there.
Who was that? Do you remember?
That was Richard Simmons.
What?
He was pinching his nipple at me. He was looking at me pinching his nipple.
And you were calling him a sexy lady?
Of course. He's a queen, right?
Mugs, what is wrong with you?
What do you mean what's wrong? Is Richard Simmons not a queen?
Would you stop saying that?
He's a gay American, if that's what you're asking us.
Right.
Yes, but what is that?
You know, yes.
It doesn't make him a lady. You understand the difference, right?
But that is... never mind.
All right,
what happened?
Wow. God.
All right.
Let me get through two more
Okay,
clips.
All right, then we'll take a break.
Okay, here's what Beer Mug has some advice for Eric Andre.
Eric Andre, keep doing what you're doing.
Well, he needed that.
Skip this next clip. All right, now we get to Beer Mug with Rampage Jackson, okay? just listen to this.
Tired.
I am, man. They've been working me hard, man.
Bear with me for a minute. Let me ask you a question. I dabbled in a little bit of MMA.
Yes.
Right now I'm sitting at heavyweight.
Yeah.
So what can I do to get down to light heavy?
Oh, my God.
What the hell?
Bear with me while I come up with a question about myself.
I dabble in MMA.
You did ask him to wait for you while you came up with a question about yourself. That's what happened with Rampage Jackson.
Rampage looked a little tired, so I didn't want to waste too much of his time.
Yet he still sounded better than you. Look, you love MMA. You know a lot about Rampage Jackson. Right. Why do you have nothing to say to him?
I talked about his training and who he's fighting coming up.
But the first thing out of your mouth is about you.
So?
Hey, man, how can I lose some weight?
I dabble in MMA.
When I'm not drumming. All right.
There's drumming on the way, by the way.
Beer Mug is on the red carpet at the MTV Video Music Awards at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn. When we come back, we're going to hear... He talks to Wands, by the way, who's the guy who sings the hook on Thrift Shop. He tries to interview Robin Thicke, apparently. Mm-hmm. He tries to interview TLC. He tries to interview Busta Rhymes, Adam Lambert, Selena Gomez, so much more. New York City gets mugged, part 2, coming up right after this on the Kevin Bean Show. Kevin and Bean listener Sandy won her way into Nine Inch Nails at the Troubadour, a private K-Rock show just a few minutes ago. Your chance to join her comes up in about a half an hour or so right here on the world famous K-Rock. Right now, though, Omar is taking us through the tape that Beer Mug left behind from the MTV Video Music Awards red carpet. He was out there yesterday in Brooklyn at the Barclays Center trying to talk to some celebrities. Where are we at, hero?
Yeah, but hello. How about turning my mic on?
Is my night? Okay, there it is. Hi, sorry about that.
It's so cranky.
Where are we? Okay, Thrift Shop. Yes. Ryan Lewis McLemore song. Probably one of the biggest songs of this year, right, Bean?
Absolutely.
Okay, the dude who sings the hook on there, his name's Juan.
That's Juan's. Right, Juan's.
Juan's,
right.
Yeah, okay.
W-A-N-S,
right. Absolutely. So he is pretty well known this year, you know, new up-and-coming guy. He's like the new Nate Dogg of, you know, the new music.
And yeah, he makes that song.
Absolutely. So here's Beer Mug with Juan's.
Rest in peace, Nate Dogg.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hold on. Who's coming down? Let's see who's coming down right now, Juan. So I didn't mean to. Sorry to take your attention away. I don't know who's. Nobody. Okay. Back to Juan's. Sorry, Juan's.
Somebody more famous than me.
No.
And there are many.
Oh, what the? Man. What did you do?
How embarrassing.
How
He's
embarrassing.
Looking past the guy he's talking to down the carpet to see who's coming down.
Wow.
In my defense.
None.
You, come on, Lisa, come on. Let me defend myself here.
That's just rude.
Yeah. I felt bad. I felt bad. It was rude. But he was looking, too, and I really couldn't hear, so it was kind of pointless. It was some kind of frenzy coming down the carpet.
It did sound like you were trying to decide whether he was worth even rolling tape on.
No. I definitely wanted to keep talking, but I just wanted to see who was coming down. You know, you got to be aware. You got to be on your toes.
Yeah, but you do that in your head as you're looking while you're talking to him. You don't stop the interview and say, oh, who's coming down? Who's coming down the carpet?
But, Ralph, I can't do more than two things at once.
You can't do one thing.
And one of them always has to be eating. Kill Beer Mug,
right?
You
started the interview off with death. That was easy, too.
Here he is with Robin Thicke.
Robin Thicke! Robin, if you need to hire me for any of your music videos, I will gladly work on them.
Okay. That was supposed to be something else, and it didn't turn out.
That was supposed to be something else, all right.
Yeah, that.
I know what you were trying to do, which
yes.
is, hey, you have videos with hot naked chicks.
Yes.
Put me in one of them is what you were trying to say, but it didn't come out that well. By the way, how little did Robin Thicke want to be on that show last night, Ralph?
He could not have been less interested in anything going on there, including Miley Cyrus's butt.
Yeah. He had Miley Cyrus twerking in his face, and he still looked like he was glazed over somehow. It was a weird thing last night, but at least he didn't have to talk to Beer Mug.
That's true. Here's Beer Mug with somebody named Juicy.
Yeah! How you doing, Juicy?
Juicy J, 3-6 Mafia.
Okay.
Okay.
Everybody knows Juicy J.
Okay.
No one has the glee that you do for Juicy J.
The man won an Oscar for crying out loud.
Okay.
Good for him.
Doesn't mean you have to get all giddy and wet your pants.
And yes, I don't think Juicy really likes the mugs. Here's Mugs with Juicy some more.
Juicy. That grill. Off the hook.
That's it? Yeah,
was Juicy anywhere near you when you were saying that?
Right in front of me.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
Here's Mugs with T-Boz.
T-Boz! T-Boz! Miss Boz! Miss Boz over here!
I guess that MTV must have a reality show with the surviving members of TLC. That's the only reason I could think that they were on the awards last night, right?
I think there's going to be a biopic about them on television. I think VH1 or something
is
doing a movie about the band, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Beer Mug with Daft Punk.
Ladies and gentlemen, Daft Punk walking down the red carpet in their helmets and all, looking legit. Why are they wearing the helmets, really? I don't get it.
Looking legit meaning they look like Daft Punk from their videos? Is that what you
meant? They got their shiny helmets on. They're looking good.
They were legit.
They were legit.
Okay. All right.
Here's Beer Mug, way too excited for One Direction.
Oh, my God, it's One Direction. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm peeing in my pants. I am getting all over myself. It is One Direction.
Yeah.
Now, I get that he's trying to be funny, that he's trying to be entertaining.
Yeah, he's mocking the little girls who legitimately are that excited about
One
Direction.
But it's also, he's probably there, and the microphone has a K-Rock Kevin Bean flag on it. He's representing us.
Right.
And he's now, by this point, he's kind of like losing his marbles.
Right.
He's just, you know, yelling, doesn't really care, isn't trying to get interviews. So we should just kill him.
He's thinking about flame broiler. He wants flame broiler.
That's what he's thinking about. Where can I eat after this is over?
Absolutely. So the next celebrity he's trying to talk to is Joseph Gordon-Levitt, who knows K-Rock. I wouldn't call him a friend of the show, but he listens
to
K-Rock.
He's been on the show many times, right?
Absolutely.
And he's been a longtime listener. He said he listened to K-Rock for many years.
Absolutely. So I think if approached in the correct manner, he would totally talk to K-Rock in New York, but this is what happens.
Jogolev! Jogolev! Jogolev!
He heard me.
Oh, good.
He
went
me.
The other way.
Didn't stop. He heard me.
Just because he heard you.
Didn't stop. By the way, you can go to Kevin and Bean and krock.com to watch the video.
Here's,
you'll see it. You'll see Joe Golev stare at me. Oh. That's what I'm trying.
Wow. Yeah. Here's Muggs with a Busta Rhymes.
Bust the bus! Bust the bus! Flip mode! Flip mode in the house! Oh, bust the bus!
I can't pick your voice anymore.
I know.
I just can't.
It's rough, but I got to get their attention somehow, Ralph. So, you know, they're walking by me on the red carpet. I need to get interviews.
I have to give Muggs credit for trying, because clearly nobody is going to voluntarily walk over. So at least he's trying to get their attention. I just wish there were a way he could do it and not be Beer Mug.
Hmm. Here's him with somebody named Jay Hutz.
Jay Hutz! Jay Hutz! Can I sing a song for you, Jay Hutz? Jay Hutz! Jay Hutz! Jay Hutz!
Oh my God. What is that Jennifer hell? Hudson? Is that who you're
yelling?
Yes. It is?
Oh my God.
Oh my Lord.
Really?
Can I sing a song for you, Jay Hutz?
I just feel like she won an Oscar. She shouldn't ever have to endure this.
All right, we have two more clips. This is Beer Mug trying to get Adam Lambert's attention.
Oh my God, Adam Lambert! Adam Lambert!
Oh my God!
What's happening? What's
you could
happening?
Set a mentally ill homeless person on the red carpet. It'd be the exact same response.
That would be sweet.
It'd be the same thing as we get from you. Mentally ill homeless vet in a wheelchair who never bathes would get more interviews than you get.
What's going through your head there, Muggs? When you're yelling like that, do you really think? Are you just what's going on through your head?
I gotta get their attention. That's what's going on in my head because
but you know what? If you're yelling at them that way, they're not going to approach you.
It's scary.
Yeah, it's scary.
I think one time I yelled at a celebrity and they stopped. So I think
that's
one
time.
Gotta hang on to that.
One time I did something
and it worked.
This is our last clip, and this is Beer Mug trying to get Selena Gomez's attention.
Selena!
Oh my God! What's happening,
Miss Gomez? Selena! God damn it!
Second time she stood me up. Never going to stop for me.
Well, Muggs, we'll not be seeing you anymore after today because we did not get you a return ticket to Los Angeles. So I hope you enjoy living in New York. And thanks for your contributions to the Kevin and Bean Show. Good luck to you, sir.
I tried.
I understand that Lamar Odom has been found. We'll get the very latest from our friend Dax from TMZ.com coming up after the top of the hour here on K-Rock. First, though, Ralph's got the showbiz beat. What's going on, Ralph?
If you were married to that, wouldn't you run too? Wouldn't you try to disappear?
No one is surprised.
No, no one at all. All right, let's talk about the top 10 movies at the box office this weekend. We do that every Monday morning. Number one, as expected, The Butler. Again this weekend. $17 million made it number one. We're the Millers. Came in at number two with 13.5. The Mortal Instruments, the debut of that franchise, $9.3 million. It doesn't start doing better. There may not be another one.
Yeah.
That long book series based on the movie series based on the books. The World's End, in its debut, made just $8.9 million. That was good enough to make it number four. Planes came in at number five. Then Elysium. Your Next, in its debut, $7 million, made it number seven. Percy Jackson, Sea of Monsters, was eighth. Blue Jasmine, the new Woody Allen movie, was ninth. And number 10, Kick-Ass 2. Still hanging in the top 10. I wish that movie was doing better. Yes, so do I, Rob.
Well, I haven't seen it. You liked it very much, though, right?
I did, yeah.
Yeah.
Farrah Abraham, we mocked her last week because she tweeted out a wish list of things on Amazon.com that she wanted her fans to buy for her.
Well, I was with you on mocking her because I didn't understand it just doesn't seem fair that she should be asking strangers to buy her free stuff when she's giving nothing in return. But then it occurred to me that life isn't fair because she's famous and a millionaire.
But she's the backdoor teen mom.
Right. So why does that mean I owe her a blender?
Because you love her and you want to give her a gift.
Okay.
Well, we all laughed at her, but it turns out within 5 days of that tweet, when she released that list from Amazon.com, everything on that list was, in fact, bought for her by her fans.
Well, this is just great, because now she really believes she has fans and yes. she's special.
It works.
God. That's amazing.
Insiders are saying that she's in talks to compete on Dancing with the Stars, by the way.
But Bean doesn't think that can happen.
Well, I mean,
they don't put porn stars on that show.
Although I think they'd take Kim Kardashian. I think it's been far enough since her porn tape that they'd probably make an exception for her. But in general, somebody who's famous for a porn tape, I don't think they're going to ever put on Dancing with the Stars. I just don't think it's that kind of show. Shouldn't Lisa May have some sort of a wish list, some sort of Amazon list on
KRock.com? I should, for God's sake.
She has lots of fans.
I have one. It's just not public, but I'm fixing that right now.
Put it out there, Lisa.
I'm putting it up.
Put them on the glass, Lisa.
People are just nice, it turns out.
I know.
And by the way, if you're a fan of Vin Diesel, he'll be getting his star this morning on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. It's in front of the Hollywood Roosevelt Hotel, 11:30 this morning. You can check out Vin along with his co-stars Paul Walker and Michelle Rodriguez from the Fast and the Furious films. He's getting his star, which coincides, of course, with the new Riddick movie that's got coming out as well. So a little reason to promote that. And a petition has been posted on the White House website, begging President Obama to step in and intervene to prevent Ben Affleck from being Batman.
Well, now that we've solved all other problems in America, I hope the president gives that his full attention.
I agree. Forget Syria. Forget Egypt. Let's focus on something that matters, which is recasting Batman, for God's sakes.
Now, the people who sign a petition like that, do they want to live in a world where the government decides what movies get made and who stars in them? Really?
Look, in times of national disaster, we need our president to step in and do something. That's what I'm saying.
This is extraordinary powers for the executive branch because America needs it.
We are in a time of war right now. Yes. Today's celebrity birthday is actor Chris Burke. You know him from Life Goes On. He was Corky on that series. Now he's 48 years old. I think you can still see him performing his musical act live. You remember he was doing the greatest hits of the Mamas and the Papas? Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
I do remember that.
Remember a little something like this?
He'd actually put out 2 or 3 albums, I think, and had some level of success, but I'm not sure if he's still singing anymore.
No, I think you're mistaken. I think you meant to say he has sold 2 or 3 albums. That's what you meant to say. Melissa McCarthy's 43 years old today. Macaulay Culkin turns 33 years old, and Shirley Manson of Garbage is 47. I'm only happy when it rains. Feel good when things are going wrong. So great seeing them live again last year. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Congratulations to Richard. No last game name given here. That's awfully mysterious, isn't it? From Glendora, who won tickets for Nine Inch Nails at the Troubadour. K-Rock has them for you every hour from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. all week long. That means Kat Corbett has yours between 10 and 11. Coming up next hour, Kat will have your Nine Inch Nails tickets on the way here on the world-famous K-Rock. First, though, Ralph's got the showbiz beat on a Monday morning. What's going on?
I think you're misreading that. That is his last name. It's Swedish. It's no last name given.
Oh, I see. Gotcha. Just very mysterious that somebody wouldn't have a last name that's a winner. I don't know what that's about.
Last name given.
It's like Butler, Cher or something.
Butler number one at the box office again this weekend. $17 million made it number one.
Lisa, how have you not seen it yet? You're a woman. Oprah's in it.
My mom saw it, actually. She thought it was pretty good. I don't know. There's something, I've read reviews and I'm not that interested.
Okay.
It just goes to show you, I've always said about Americans, they would always like someone to bring them food on a tray. That's why everyone's going.
Well, it's just not actually historically accurate.
The heck you say?
Yeah. Okay.
No, I'm shocked. I'm not going. We're the Millers, $13.5 million. The Mortal Instruments, its debut, $9.3 million. Made it number three. The World's End, $8.9 million. Then Planes, Elysium, You're Next was seventh. Percy Jackson, Sea of Monsters, Blue Jasmine, the new Woody Allen movie, and Kick-Ass 2, rounding out the top 10 at the box office. Congratulations to Alec Baldwin and his wife, Hilaria.
They have a new member of their family. A daughter was born on Friday named Carmen Gabriella. Carmen Gabriella Baldwin. CGB!
Well, that's a reasonable name for a celebrity.
I know. Better than the first time around when he named his daughter Ireland. That's a country. That's not a girl. She is 17 years old now, Ireland is, and she wrote an open letter to her sister on Tumblr after hearing of her birth, warning her about the dangers of boys, pot, and drinking. Dangers? Those are the joys of life right there.
Those are the things she has to look forward to.
That's right. She also told her new sister, always tell the truth. Enjoy your childhood, even when dad is calling you a selfish little pig. Julie Harris has passed away. Legendary actress. Winner of 5 Tony Awards, 3 Emmys, 1 Grammy, 50 years in show business. She passed away this week at the age of 87. She was in a classic film called East of Eden with James Dean. It was a great one. What's the matter? Just talk to me. What's the problem?
Talking to the mic.
Okay. Lisa Silverstone.
Mm-hmm.
She's smelly. She was at the Palm Springs Care Spa, and apparently some of the other guests found out the hard way that she doesn't like to use soaps or deodorants because she's very natural. And she was in what they call a hot yoga session.
Uh-oh.
And things were steaming up, and so was she. And they said things did not go well for everyone around her.
Wow.
Turns out when it comes to hygiene, she's clueless. Oh, wow. Thank you. Thank you.
Fire.
Thank you.
Fire beer mug.
Indeed.
Hey, what?
Indeed. And, of course, the VMAs were last night. Lady Gaga wore a box on her head. Katy Perry's a boxer now. It's a very strange show last night. But everyone's talking about Miley Cyrus twerking. How wildly inappropriate that was for the audience watching. At least that's what some people say. Looks like the Will Smith family enjoyed it, though. Have you seen that photo they have?
Yes. Of them hilarious. Reacting? They were horrified. Like they were watching a car accident.
It was like they were watching a snuff film. Like someone was slaughtered right in front of their eyes.
Did Miley accomplish what her goal was, which was to have the performance of the night, have everybody talking about her, and have nobody think of her in Disney terms anymore?
I suppose. But isn't there a way to achieve that without seeming like just an out-of-control whore?
She may have overdone it with the tongue. Maybe too much tongue.
She struck me as like a really bad stripper at a bad bachelor party who was just trying way too hard to try to convince everyone she was sexy.
Yeah,
And she's the stripper nobody wants to bang at the end of the party. You just want her to get her boombox and get the hell out. That's what you want at the end of her show.
And she was trying to eat a teddy bear's butt at one point, and I'm not sure I get that.
There was that. But who doesn't like a good bite of teddy bear butt once in a while?
Yeah.
Today's celebrity birthdays, actor Chris Burke from Life Goes On is 48 years old today. He was quirky on that show. Melissa McCarthy, she's 43. Macaulay Culkin's 33 years old today. And singer, actress, icon, one of my loves, Shirley Manson of Garbage, is 47 years old today.
I'm only happy when it rains. Be okay when things are going wrong. I only listen to the sad song. I'm only happy when it rains.
Yeah,
they were touring last year with that new album. Boy, she sounds as good as ever, doesn't she?
I'm
Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you so much, Ralph. Thanks to everybody for their help in getting this series of New York City shows on the air. I'll be happy when everybody is back home tomorrow for an all-new Kevin and Bean show for a Tuesday. We welcome back to the show the creators of Drunk History, that hysterical show on Comedy Central. Derek and Jeremy are going to be in here with us. We got more tickets for Nine Inch Nails at the Troubadour tomorrow. Ralph, you found an interesting story about somebody who, bought something, turned out to be way more valuable than they expected it to be, right?
Yeah, so someone bought a gun safe online, and when they got it home and ended up opening up the safe, there was $500,000 of pot inside it.
Oh, dear God.
More than you bargained for.
Yeah, that'll be interesting. Every once in a while, you do get lucky when you buy something, and it turns out to be way more valuable than you thought. Also, a new round of Beer Mug tape tomorrow. I guess this is a bit that you guys came up with in New York because Beer Mug tries to finish whatever's left on the plate for anyone who's in a restaurant where he's dining, whether he knows them or not, right?
Yeah, we've been subject to it for long enough. We thought we'd unleash him on the general public here in New York City with a segment we call, Are You Gonna Finish That?
And also, what's future Kevin all about and how much fun will it be to talk to him? We'll find out. That's all tomorrow right here on the Kevin and Bean Show on the world famous K-Rock.